Of course, you can always join us on the Weaver Appliance text line, and we're streaming on our website as well, WTUZ.com. Hey, do you hear about this Greyhound bus that was supposed to go to New York from Cleveland, ended up in Toledo, Ohio? Oh, sorry, made a wrong turn.
What?
Made a left when I should have made a right. Greyhound says it's now investigating how a bus meant to take passengers from Cleveland to New York ended up in Toledo. Here's what they say is what happened. The bus, it did leave Cleveland and was going through the hills of Pennsylvania, okay?
Okay.
And
it just turned around?
It did indeed turn around because the bus driver said he was experiencing some issues with the bus, some technical problems. So he contacted folks back at headquarters, said, hey, just turn right around, bring the bus back. Sorry to the passengers. So the bus driver, he turned around, heading back to Cleveland. Only problem is he passed Cleveland and continued
completely missed that exit
to head west and got darn near to Toledo, Ohio. And he's like, oh, crap. Oh, my God. I was listening to the radio. My favorite song came on. I missed my turn.
And looks like an hour, 40-minute drive, right?
Basically, they drove in a big, giant circle, and it took them 7 hours. Passengers, of course, irate, wanting refunds for those who feel like taking a bus is a fast means of transportation. Anyway, hop on a train. Drive yourself. But, no, it's kind of strange. I mean, I don't know how, if you leave from Cleveland, you know you're going back to Cleveland. You pass Cleveland. Continue
didn't
to go to
anybody
Toledo.
Weren't they paying attention?
But all the passengers?
Yeah.
Like, hey, driver, stop, driver!
That's Cleveland.
Driver, shut up back there. Don't make me turn this bus around. No, we want you to turn this bus around. Really, you passed our stop. Hey, speaking of passengers, get this. Some of those passengers on that Southwest Airlines flight earlier this week where that woman died with the engine that basically blew up mid-air. Apparently, Southwest has been sending these people who were on that flight a $5,000 check for all of their experiences on that flight. I know.
Jeez.
It's not the only thing they're offering them, too. They got a $1,000 voucher along with that. But here's the thing. The folks on that flight, they witnessed somebody die.
Right.
I mean,
that's pretty.
It's $5,000. Do you think Southwest is doing this before all the lawsuits come and they say, hey, we already paid these people, you know? We already did all this.
Oh, I could see that. And I also think that they're all traumatized and maybe $5,000 money's not going to be enough to compensate for that. But at least they're trying. And I think Southwest is kind of known for that. They're known for their customer service and helping their...
Yeah, bags fly free. We all know that, right?
Unfortunate that it happened.
The $1,000 voucher, listen, like you said, it is sad that somebody died in that whole incident. But if I happen to be on that flight, or any flight where something terribly goes wrong, I'm never using that $1,000 voucher. I'm never hopping on a plane ever again. If I were to witness something like that, I'm never flying ever again.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that. But some of those people might have to for their job's sake, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I found it interesting that it hasn't even been a week and they're already shelling out money.
Yeah, I think they're being proactive in that.
$5,000 to...
Because I'm sure there are lawsuits that are about to happen.
Well, the family of the woman who did pass, I mean, you know that a lawsuit is coming down the pipeline that way.
Right.
$5,000 isn't going to... Probably there's no amount of money
that will
fix all that. Hey, about an hour or so ago, maybe a little bit more than that, you brought something to my attention.
What?
And it may say a lot about you, Michelle Spring. You go, oh, hey, today's 4/20. And I go, wait, what? Oh, yeah, it's Friday, April the 20th, Michelle.
No, I was writing the date down.
Yeah, sure you were.
And I thought to myself, oh.
Mm-hmm. Well, of course, with it being, I guess, if you're Michelle Spring, a holiday... In some parts. I do have a weed story for you. Everybody.
Didn't you have one yesterday?
Just be quiet.
I'm starting to be concerned.
Just let me do what I do. First of all, benchmark out there getting done here.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And,
I heard that during my newscast and I thought.
Smoothing out gravel and rocks.
Everyone's probably thinking I'm out there shoveling gravel.
No, it's not you. Not you at all. But get this. All right. This is from Fort Bend County in Indiana. All right. Now get this. They don't know if it's a Guinness World Record or not. Maybe they want to get a hold of the folks at Guinness. But they made a recent traffic stop in Fort Bend. Police came across what they think is quite possibly the longest joint ever. They say it's over 8 inches long is this marijuana cigarette. And they put pictures out on their social media account. They go, we think it's a record. Longest joint ever. They use that many O's, really. Great work from their deputies, blah, 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 on their arrest. And, yeah, the picture's there for you to see. An 8-inch long doobie. Interesting.
Really?
So that's your marijuana story for 420. Since you asked for it, Michelle.
No, I didn't.
You're the one who basically wanted that.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, it's a poll question. Friday, by the way, the poll questions are up. By the way, the numbers on this one just shifted.
Oh, they did? Let me look.
Who wins tonight?
Oh, Cavs.
Cavs, game three. Pacers versus Cleveland, of course, in Indiana. I mean, come on.
Always behind.
No, I didn't want that one. I wanted this one. Sorry.
It's always us against the world.
Right now, 79% of you believe that the Cleveland Cavaliers will take game three. Therefore, giving them that 2-1 series lead. We'll find out, of course, later tonight. Big Z Sports will be on leading up to that game as we break it all down. Make sure you tune in. 79% say yes. Go Cavs. 21% of you losers, say the Pacers will win at home. No way.
Those are just angry people.
Hey, yesterday, you know the NFL schedule was released yesterday?
I saw that.
Yeah. The Browns again open up the season against those Pittsburgh Steelers. Seems like we do it every
year.
Every single year. I wonder how that game's going to go. You know, we've only, since 1999, we've only won one season opener. Like I said, since 99, the Browns have won.
1999.
Exactly one season opener.
Jeez.
Just one. Was this year the year? Well, probably not. Early money on those.
When was the last time they beat the Steelers?
Last time they beat the Steelers?
1980.
You're not funny. It's had to be within the past. Maybe five. I don't know. That's horrible.
That is horrible.
When you put it like that,
You can't even think about it. Like,
hell, when's the last time they won a game? My children are almost 16 months old, and they have not seen the Browns win a football game yet.
Yeah, no.
Ever. Anyway, we have more questions up for you guys, too, including bone in or bone less. In terms of your wings, 55% of you say you prefer the boneless wings.
Boneless.
Which, by the way, leads me now to this. And we're starting to get some action on it. About time. We want some contestants. Who's in for our wing eating contest at Bottoms Up Bar and Grill for the second annual draft party, hosted by Big Z Sports. Also, big shout out to Parkway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram right there in Dover. The prize list is up. The post is up on Facebook if you want to be a contestant. Two chosen today. First one, right now. Are you ready, Michelle Spring?
Yeah.
This person has been reaching out to me probably for the past 2 weeks saying, hey, when are the details? I want details. I want this. I want that. That would be Tori Gibbs. Tori, you're in, buddy.
You're in.
Now, I know Tori. He's a father of two, and he think he's getting ready to get married or just recently got married soon or something. So I know he's going to be a hungry guy. He's busy. So bring your appetite, Tori Gibbs. You are in the wing eating contest. So many other folks have commented already. Pat Owens is in there. Pat, I need official word from you if you want in or not. People are throwing your name around out there. If you really want in this bad boy, I need confirmation from you. But Tori Gibbs, the first one in to our wing eating contest. Michelle will be there.
I will be there.
Eating wings? I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Not in the contest, but not on the side.
Not in the contest. And they will be boneless, right? From what you've been saying.
Unless they're spectacular bone-in wings, I'll test them out.
Well, bottoms up, Kevin Herron will be here tonight, hopefully bringing some more wings for
That's
us.
That's not fair. I'm not going to be here.
Well, you can show up. You can come hang if you want. You can come hang. 6 until 8, Big Z Sports. Also, if you haven't heard, streaming online at WTUZ.com, like we always are. But anyway, we'll choose another contestant tonight on Big Z Sports. Make sure you guys continue to comment. We'll pick contestants starting again on Monday and throughout the week next week leading up to the draft party. So we'll get this thing filled out and get all our contestants ready to go. Hey, you know who will have Z News coming up in a moment?
Who?
That's you, Michelle Spring. Indeed. Babbling Brook backed out on us. 99.9 WTUZ. It's Hot Damn Alama. Don't even know if I can say that on the radio, but I just did.
You just did.
So there's no going back. That's Parma Lee, by the way. Hey, remember their EP, Party Pack, is out today. We all know what an EP is now, thanks to Michelle Spring. Also, thanks to Michelle Spring, we do have Z News since Babbling Brook backed out on us. It's all right. It's all good.
I hope I can live up. She's pretty good.
We got this.
Okay.
Who, Babbling Brook? Yeah, she's all right.
She's a pro.
She's okay. But hey, go ahead. Z News us.
Z News you. Michael Ray is facing a reduced charge.
Hold on. Wait.
What?
You're starting in the wrong order.
I am?
Start with...
Which
on
one?
This day in history first.
Oh, really?
And then the news after that. It's all good. It's all good. I just couldn't have my Z News any other way. Just like my coffee, it has to go a certain way.
Got it.
All right.
On this day in history.
Thank you.
You're welcome. In 1990, singer Janet Jackson received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. In 1992, the Concert for Life, a tribute to AIDS victims, and Queen vocalist Freddie Mercury was held in London. Metallica opened up the show and was followed by artists George Michael and Elton John. Annie Lennox and David Bowie teamed up on the song Under Pressure.
Yeah, so it was a who's who back then.
Mm-hmm. In 1999, the Columbine High School massacre took place in Colorado as two students shot and killed 12 classmates and one teacher before taking their own lives.
Yeah, today in 99, huh?
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Every 420, I always remember that.
Oh, I'm sure you do. There you go. Bringing up 420 again, no. Michelle. Jeez,
it was a memorable date. That's why. In 2010, an explosion on the Deepwater Horizon oil platform leased by BP killed 11 workers and caused a blowout that began spewing an estimated 200 million gallons of crude into the Gulf of Mexico.
Is that a lot of oil? Is that a lot?
That is a lot of oil. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing they had a camera underneath so you could see all the oil spewing into the ocean.
Right, and all those animals, the ducks.
Those poor baby ducks. Just get some Dawn soap. They'll be all right.
There you go.
Yeah.
Holidays for today are Look-Alike Day, Volunteer Recognition Day, and National Cheddar Fries Day.
Cheddar fries. Put some bacon on them bad boys, maybe some hot sauce.
Yes. Sour cream.
Look at you, girl.
Yeah. On TV tonight, Cavs are playing the Pacers at 7. The Penguins against the Flyers at 7 o'clock as well. Live PD Roll Call is on A&E.
That's my stuff right there.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Dateline NBC is at 9 o'clock. 2020 is at 10 on ABC. I think I'm going to watch this. Meghan Markle, American Princess at 10 p.m. on CBS.
That wedding's happening soon.
I know. And we're going to be awake whenever it's going on.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. This will be a profile on Meghan, who's marrying Prince Harry. Her sorority sisters are going to talk, some coworkers and former teachers.
She had to give up her acting career.
I know. I wonder if obviously, I guess she's okay with that.
Yeah. Well, if you're a part of the royal family, you can't. If you're a female, you're not allowed to work. They say, no, you can't work. It's like Saudi Arabia over there.
I was just thinking about that from yesterday. So now can I go into Michael Ray?
Absolutely.
Okay. Michael Ray is facing a reduced charge in his drunk driving case due to a procedural error.
Yeah, this guy, I mentioned earlier, his new album comes out June the 1st, but he got pulled over in like a...
McDonald's drive-thru.
Yeah, he had the munchies. He was high and drunk, apparently.
Yep. Charges on DUI and possession.
So due to some issue, they reduced charge or something, right?
After bumping into the car. Yeah.
All right.
Reduced the charge.
Why, though?
Body cam footage does not provide a full view of him.
Oh. Okay.
All of that jazz.
Sounds like since he's somewhat of a celebrity, he's getting off.
Probably.
All right.
I'm sure. Kanye West will release 2 albums in June. Is this the first time it's been? It doesn't say.
I don't know, but it's
fans of Kanye West were thrilled with the rapper's Twitter message on Thursday, indicating plans to release 2 albums in June, including one that is a collaboration with Kid Cudi.
I'm not a big fan of Kanye, to be honest.
Me neither. I can't stand him. Right. He's just arrogant.
Look at you. your first. And you're
probably the only
successful
time.
Attempt at Zenith. No.
I'm going to tell Brooke she can't leave me ever again.
You'll be back. You'll be back, like it or not.